Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Daf Chof Hey in Maseches Tomid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins on Chof Hei Omid Beis. Maseches Tomid, you will find that in the upcoming several Dapim, only a fraction of this Maseches is in Gemara form. A large part, if not most, of Maseches Tomid you will find to have Mishnayos, and many of the Mishnayos without any Gemara commentary on it. Maseches Tomid, as its name implies, deals with the daily Tomid sacrifice. Every day there was a Tomid Shel Shachar and a Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. Our Mishnah opens up with halachas regarding shmira, where there was guarding that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim, and Levium. The Mishnah will speak about the different locations or positions that the guards assumed in the Beis HaMikdash. It's noteworthy that as we learn Maseches Tomid and Amir Tzashem later, when we get to Maseches Midos, we have provided a scheme of the Beis HaMikdash, a copy that one finds in Mishnayos and in Gemaras of the Baal Tosfos Yontif, so that you will notice there is a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash and an additional page that has the key where the different reference points are explained corresponding to the different letters or numbers that you find on the page of the diagram. So we now start our Maseches, the Mishnah. B'shloisha mekoymos hakoyanim shomrim b'beis hamikdash. In three different locations, the Kohanim served as guards in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Avtinas, Beis Hanitzotz, Beis Hamoked. These are names of different offices that were built around the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash. If one is interested in further detail, one can refer to the diagram and find the different locations on the chart. Beveis Avtinas uBeveis Hanitzotz Hoyu Alios. In these two locations, called Beis Avtinas and Beis Hanitzotz, there were upper stories. Horovim Shomrim Shom. Rovim is an expression of the young ones. These are Kohanim that haven't reached the age at which they would actually serve in the Beis HaMikdash in sacrificial procedure. So they are called Roivim, and they served as guards in these locations. Beis HaMoked, which was the third location mentioned, Kippah, was an office that had a dome shape to it. The Ubeis Bais HaGodol Hoya. It was a large structure or large office, Mukaf Roivdim Shel Even, and it had along its walls, it had rows of protruding stones. These protruding stones served as steps that the Kohanim would climb in order to get to their beds. This was a place that the Kohanim that were in service in the Beis HaMikdash would actually sleep. It might be noteworthy that the Beis HaMoked was built half in Kodesh, half that had Kedushas Azora, and half of it had Kedushas Harabayas. And that's of significance because that which has Kedushas Azora is a is a location that one is not allowed to position himself in any way other than a standing position, with the exception of the Melech, with Malchus based of it, a king from the house of David who had a right to sit in the Azorah. Outside of that, when you're dealing with something having the sanctity level of the Azorah, the temple courtyard, sitting and certainly reclining would not be allowed. So we're pointing out that the Beis HaMoked was partially built b'chol, in non-Beis HaMikdash, non-Azorah Kedusha, and therefore there was a place for people to, for the Kohanim to sleep. Ziknei Beis Av Yeshenim Sham, the elder Kohanim would sleep on beds that were located, built into the wall of the Beis HaMoked, and in order to get to the beds that were built into the wall, you had these protruding stones that served as steps. Umaftechos Azorah biyodam, they had the keys to get into the Azorah. Pirchei Kuna Ish Kisto Ba'aretz, the younger Kehanim, each one having his own mattress, would sleep on the floor. Lo hoyu yishenim bebigdei kodesh, they would not sleep while wearing their bigdei kuna, their special priestly garments, their special kohen garments. Ela hoyu poishten umekaplin, they would remove those garments, fold them up, umanichen oison tachas roshehen, and they would place them. Now the word tachas literally means underneath their heads. It would sound at this point that the Bigdei Kahuna served as pillows for them. However, this point will be reviewed at much greater length later in the Masechta. Umiskasin Biksus Asmon, and for their night garments, pajamas if you will, they wore Bigdei Chol, common clothing, common garments, their own personal common garments, not Bigdei Kahuna. You'll notice that there's a nun that appears to the immediate right-hand side of the Mishnah text with a vertical descending dashed line, and this continues till the upper few lines of Chof Vov Omed Aleph. Here, the Mishnah deals with an issue of if a Kohen experienced an ejaculation, which we call keri, what happens? Bearing in mind that an emission like this will cause tumah, and hence he certainly cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash in any immediate fashion. He has to wait. He has to wait till the he goes to the mikveh and has to wait for sundown in order to become tohor again. So, ira keri le'echod mehen, in the event that one of the kohanim experienced keri, this emission while sleeping. So Yotze Vaholech Lo, now we continue to the top of Chof Vav Amud Aleph, B'Mesiba HaHoleches Lo Tachas Habira, he would leave the Beis HaMoked and he would descend into a passageway type of tunnel that ran under the Biro. Biro is the Har HaBayis. Veneros Dokin Mikanu Lekan, this tunnel had was lit with candles on either side of the tunnel. Ad Shumagia LeBeis HaTvila, until he got to a place that he would be able to immerse himself, a mikveh. Umadura Hoysosham, there was a type of fireplace burning there that provided heat. Ubeis HaKisei Shokovud, and there was a facilities, a bathroom over there. Ze Hoyo Kvodo, it's referred to a Beis HaKisei Shokovod, Beis HaKisei of honor. What is the honor? So the honor has to do with an element of tznius, of privacy and modesty. What is this element of modesty? Motsoi Naul, if one approached this Beis HaKisei, this bathroom, and found the door locked, Biodua Shiesh Sham Adam, it was then obvious that someone was there. Posuach, if the door was open, Biodua Shein Sham Adam, and this phenomena of having the ability to lock the door, and in contrast, having it left open alleviated the need for any talking. This whole approach to the bathroom as a place of silence is an expression of modesty, so that if a person needed to use the facilities, he would simply be able to determine whether it was occupied or not by whether the door was locked or not. Yorad, the Toval, the Kohen that experienced Keri, this emission, he would then descend there and immerse himself in the mikveh, Olo, arise, v'nistapig, and dry himself off, v'nishamim keneged hamadur, and experience warmth from the fireplace, the madura, this fire that was burning. Bo v'yoshav lo etzel echov hakohanim, he would then seat himself by his fellow Kohanim, ad shohayu sharam niftachim, until the time that the gates were opened, yotze v'holechol, and at that point he would depart. On a technical level, this Kohen, after he immersed himself, is called a tvul yom, and midoraisa, a tvul yom is allowed on the Har Habayis, and as we mentioned before, he was not at any point in Kedushas Azora, which would be forbidden for a Tevul Yom, a person who merely went to Mikveh and has not yet experienced sundown. But in this context, he was not in the Kedushas Azora. He was on the part of the, he was where the other Kohanim were before entering Kedushas Azora. They were on Kedushas Har HaBayis, Temple Mount Sanctity, and as such, he was allowed to remain there until the gates were opened, at which point he would then exit. Mishahu roitze litrom es hamizbeach, if there was someone who wanted to remove the trumas hadeshen, that's the initial ash removal from the base, from the mizbeach fireplace. This was essentially the first action done on any given temple service day. So he who wanted to do the trumas hadeshen, which is, as we said, remove a measure of ash from the altar, from the Mizbeach fire, Mashkim v'tovel, he would arise early, immerse himself, ad shelo yovo hamemuna, before the appointed one, the one in charge, would arrive. So he would volunteer to do the Trumas Hadeshen, would prepare himself by a mikveh immersion early on, wee hours of the morning. Actually, it's still fairly dark outside when this is taking place. The Chibez Hashoh Bo HaMemuna, when did the appointed one, the one in charge, actually arrive? Lo Kolo Itim Shavos, not all the times were the same. Pomim Shubo Mikros HaGever, at times he would come at the sound of the Kros HaGever, literally is the calling out of the rooster, when the rooster crows, O Somoch Lo Milofonov, O Me'achrov, either, and possibly before, possibly right after. Hamumune Ba, the one in charge, would arrive at that hour. V'dofak aleihem, and he would knock on them, knock on the sleeping kohanim. V'hein poshulo, he would knock, making a noise, causing them to arise, and they would open the gate for him. Omar lahem, mi shetoval yovo v'yofis, he would then say, anyone who immersed shall now come for the pious. The pious is literally it's a drawing of a lot. However, it has to do with a method of determining who would do the, in this case, the Trumas Hadeshen. Hafisu, Misha Zoha, Zoha Bo. And then the choosing took place. We'll just explain pious right now as a method of choosing the one who would do this action, this activity of Trumas Hadeshen. He was then chosen at that point. Now we begin the Gemara. But before we begin the Gemara, you'll notice that we have in the outside margin, we have a topic heading. The Nosei, we call it. Minayin, and we've written under our Nosei heading, Minayin Shiesh Shmira Bebeis HaMikdash Ayedei Kohanim Leviim, From where do we know that there is guarding that takes place of the Beis HaMikdash by through the Kohanim and Levim, v'sheshmiras HaKohen b'nifrad, and that the Kohen Shmira is something that's viewed as a separate element, separate from the Levim Shmira. You'll notice that we have in the outside margin a mivneh, a structural note, featuring the triangle, and over there we have written Sidra Shel She'elois Shagemora Sho'eles Levarer Hanosei. Series of questions that will be asked in order to clarify the topic under discussion. So now we turn to the Gemara, Meno Hanimili. From where do we know that Shmira is required? Now, the Havamina right now is that that's what the question is. From where do we know that Shmira is required? However, later the Gemara will refine what we are trying to seek out. So in the meantime, the Gemara's question, from where do we know that Shmira, that guarding, is required? Omar Abaye, Omar Kro, V'hachimim lifnei ha-mishkon, Kedmo, lifnei oil moed, Mizrocha, Moshe, V'aron u'bonov, Shomrim, Mishmeres ha-mikdosh, L'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. So we have a posuk referring to the encampment of the Mishkan, and a reference to Moshe, who was a Levi, Aaron, and his sons, who were Kohanim, were Shomrim. They were guarding the Mishkan, which is the equivalent of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara asks a question. This question lasts a few lines, and we've indicated this with a long question marking, the shin encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dash line indicates the length of the question. Amri. Gemara asks, in Shimur Ba'almo Ashkechon Deboi, we find that Shimur in general, that guarding in general, is necessary, as the Pasuk indicates. Being that the Pasuk indicates it, that would be an obvious point then. Mihu. However, what we are asking about, Masnisin Kotoni, the Mishnah says, B'shloisha Mekoimus HaKoyanim Shomrim B'Veis HaMikdash. In three locations, the Kohanim guard, and it sounds like they are guarding by themselves. V'ilu kra kohanim ulevim b'hadi hadodiksiv. However, the pasuk that we refer to above, and you'll notice we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the arrow above, and you will see that where the pasuk was quoted, there the pasuk seems to combine the kohanim and levim. The Gemara answers, Amri hochi ko'omar. In fact, the guarding done by the Kohanim is a separate entity, and as far as the Pasuk is concerned, thusly one is to understand the Pasuk. And here the Gemara now quotes, in effect, the Pasuk. V'achonim lifnei ha-mishkon kedmo, lifnei oil moed mizrocha, Moshe. So that you can see that Moshe is associated with the first part of the Pasuk, the Hodar, and then it says, Aaron uvonav shomrei mishmeres hamikdash. Aaron b'chad mokoim, uvonav b'shnei mekomos. Aaron in one place, and his sons were two other places. Indicating that the Kohanim had a guard point, a guard spot, at three locations that were to be manned by Kohanim, and the rest of the guarding that is referred to with regard to the Beis HaMikdash, that was done by the Levim. Another question, Mimai, how do I see this in the Pasuk, Midichtiv, from the fact that it says, V'hachoinim uksiv shomrim, indicating, choinim l'chud, those, choinim literally is those that are encamped, but it's one type of we'll call it word form or verb form. Those that were encamped is one expression, and shomrim is a separate expression, and hence they are associated with the kohanim in the pasuk. Question: V'ema kulu b'chad mokum l'chudei? Maybe all of the kohanim guarded in one spot, not like we said that they guard it in three spots. The Gemara answers to that. Two answers. Number one, lo salka daitoch. One cannot think that all of the Kohanim were together in one spot. Why? Kemoshe. Just like Moshe is singled out in the Pasuk, Ma Moshe b'chad mokom l'chudei, just like Moshe was in one location by himself, Af Aaron uvonav, kochad b'chad b'chad mokom l'chudei, each one was occupying a separate individual location. A second answer, we had asked the question, maybe the reference to the Kohanim is such that all the Kohanim guard together, Rav Ashi Omar, misefei b'kro. The end of the Pasuk says, Shomrim Mishmeres L'Mishmeres. If you refer back to the Pasuk quoted above, you can see that it says, Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash L'Mishmeres, indicating a lot of Shmira, of guarded places. And therefore, we rule out the idea that they were guarding in one, all three Kohanim were guarding in one spot. We continue now to Omid Beis. Beis Aptinas uBeis Hanitzotz. The Mishnah made reference to these locations, and in the Mishnah's reference, it said that Beis Aptinas uBeis Hanitzotz hoyu alios. So the Gemara asks regarding the term alios, ibayelho alios mamish havu, literally an aliyah, which would mean a second story, an attic or second floor, oidilmo the havugvi migba kealios. Or does it mean that these offices, the Beis Aptinas, the Beis Hanitzotz, were very tall, very high structured rooms? The Gemara answers, Toshma, we quote a Tanaic source that provides the answer, Desnan, the Mishnah found in Maseches Midos says, and Maseches Midos is dedicated to describing the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash, and it says there, Shebetzofoin Shar HaNitzotz, Kemin Achsadra Hoya, in the northern part there was the Shar HaNitzotz, that was a type of open area, an open, Achsadra is an open type porch, or a structure that's covered by a roof but otherwise open. Va'aliyo benuyo al gabo, and there was a second story built on top of it. Sha'kainim shomrim milamalo, the kohanim guarded from above. Va'levim milamato, and the levim guarded from below. U'pesach hoya lo lachol, and there was a passageway, an entrance from there to outside to the Har HaBayis area. So that from this source, you can see that there was literally the Beis HaNitzotz had a second story to it. The Gemara continues with another question. Mino Hani Mili. From where do we know that the Kohanim were above and the Levim below? The Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source that will reveal the answer to this question. It opens up with a quote from the Pasuk, V'ilovu alecho v'yishosucha. This Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yudches, describes the Levium, and it says that they will accompany you, the Kohanim, in the Beis HaMikdash. It is a posuk, we say, addressing the Kohanim, describing the Levim who will accompany them. So the posuk is talking, V'yilavu alecha v'yishosucha, means in the course of your avoda, your service in the Beis HaMikdash. Ata omer b'avodascha hakosuv medaber, o einu elo b'avodasam. You are saying that it refers to your service, or maybe it's a reference to their service. Keshuomer v'nilvu alecho v'shomru l'chol keilo v'l'chol avodasoi. There is a pasuk that says, that makes a reference to their service. Hare b'avodasam omor. That pasuk deals with their, with the Levium service. So what am I to do with this quote, this pasuk? Bavodascha hakosuv medaber. This is a reference to your service, the kohanim service. Ha ketzad. So how are we to understand this reference to the levim accompanying you? Kohanim shomrim milamalo, levim milamato. The kohanim would serve above, because and the levim below, as the pasuk indicates, v'yilavu alecha, they will accompany you, meaning they are subsidiary to you. So in that sense, the kohanim are primary, meaning on top, and levim below. Beis hamoked kipa ubayis gadol hoya. The Gemara asks, v'chad shimur hu dahavi beis hamoked. Was there only one guard location in the Beis HaMoked? Because the Mishnah made reference to three Kohen guard locations, and the Beis HaMoked was featured as one location, indicating that it represented one guarding post. Viramini, we raise a seeming contradiction to this point. The Tanaic source says Shnei She'orim Hoyu Beveis HaMoked. The Beis HaMoked had two gates, and we're working with the understanding that every gate had its own guard. Echot Posuch L'Cheil VeEchot Posuch L'Azora. One of the gates of the Beis HaMoked opened to the area called the Cheil, which is outside the Azora, and one of them opened to the Azora itself. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the gate that went from the Beis HaMoked into the Azara, Pishpesh Koton Hoya Lo, it had a small opening in it, Shebo Nichnosin Livloish Hoazara. That small opening in the main gate that opened from the Beis HaMoked to the Azara was used in the morning for the first, we'll call it the early group of Kohanim that entered the Azara to check out that everything was in place. But for our purposes, the question here is coming from that which we dashed underlined, the reference to Shnei Shorim, two gates, indicating two guard positions at the Beis HaMoked. And yet the Mishnah sounded like the Beis HaMoked represented one guard position. Omar Abaye. Abaye answers, Kevon Degabi Hadodi Havukaimi, Sagi Luhu Bechad Shomer. Since these two gates were relatively close to each other, near each other, one guard was enough. Dovi Lahocha, V'Dovi Lahocha. He would be able to look in one direction and look in the other direction. In other words, one guard would be able to notice both entrances. Mukof Roivdim Shel Evan. The Gemara asks, this quote is from the Mishnah, saying that there was along the walls of the Beis HaMoked there were rows of stones. Roivdim mai nihu. What was the nature of these rows of stones? The Gemara answers, Gezerta ditztabosa, desalki buhu ditztabosa. They were cut stones that they were used to climb upon, to walk up them to get to a higher row. In other words, there were rows of these stones protruding from the wall of the Beis HaMoked, and they would climb from one row to the other. Umihavu miflugi avonim. In the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, could you have split stones? Because we said gzerta, the line before gzerta were cut stones, but could you have cut stones? Valksiv, but does it not say regarding the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, v'habayis b'hibonoisoi even shlemo v'chule? The Beis HaMikdash in its construction were constructed with full stones, uncut stones. Omar Abaye, the Mesakni umaisi meikora. They would actually cut the stones outside the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Avne Zutrasa, the Avne Ravavasa, smaller size stones and larger size stones. But the cutting of them was done before they got to the Beis HaMikdash site. Kidichtiv, as the Pasuk indicates, that there were different size stones. Avne Eser Amos, Vi Avne Shmoina Amos. There were 10 Amos stones and 8 Amos stones. So that from this piece of Gemara, the idea of having cut stones, and in order to cut stones, iron would be used, that was objected to with regard to at the site of the Beis HaMikdash. But to have stones cut to shape, cut to size, outside of the Beis HaMikdash site, and then brought there after they were already cut to size, that was okay. Ziknei Beis Av Yeshenim Shom. The Gemara asks, Va'amai La'ayli Mitos, why were they sleeping essentially in the wall? Why don't they just bring beds into this Beis HaMoked? It's not of proper respect to bring beds into the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, this arrangement was, we'll call, built into the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, whereby there was an area for them to sleep built into the wall, thereby avoiding the necessity of bringing beds. Pirchei Kehuna Ish Ksuso Boretz. Amai Hosam Kori Luhu Roivim. Why, when it came to the guards, the Kehanim were referred to by the term Roivim? Hocho Kori Luhu Pirchei Kehuna. Here we're at the top of the Chof Zion. And here they are referred to, in terms of the section of the Mishnah dealing with the Kohanim who were sleeping, says the young Kohanim were sleeping on the floor, and it says Pirchei Kehuna. The Gemara answers, Amri In. Yes, there is a distinction. Hasam, with regard to guarding, the Lo Motu Lemevan Avoda, they haven't reached the age at which they would be fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Kori Lu Roivim. The term Roivim is a term used to describe those that are young. In fact, they were under Bar Mitzvah, according to the Meforesh, according to the commentary. Hocha demotu lehu lemevan avoda. Here, the kohanim that were referred to regarding the sleeping in the Beis HaMoked were kohanim that were youthful, they were young, but they had reached the age of serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Kori lehu pirchei. The term pirchei is used. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.